Oh, now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite Burger.
Was that good?
We're working on it.
I wanted to share with you this message we got from one of our Instagram fans. I figured it would be selfish of us to keep it to ourselves and not share it with our, what is it, millions of listeners?
Legions.
Yeah. So this comes from Queen Sophia. I believe she's like a sorceress.
Oh, okay.
So she says, "Hello, greetings to you. I am a high priestess, the powerful spellcaster and healer, and I also cast spells." So she's a spellcaster and she casts spells.
Cool.
And she's a queen.
Yeah.
Queen Sophia offered us 26 different magical spells. And I figured we'll randomly select one of her 26 spells to give to our listeners.
Okay.
We'll press shuffle on Fearless Taylor's version and see what song it lands on.
Okay.
And that's the corresponding number of the spell that we will cast on our listeners.
Okay. She gave us all 26 spells?
All 26, but we can't use them all at once.
So. Yay. Okay. I'm psyched. I mean, I hope they're good spells.
Okay. So I'm going to press shuffle on our wheel of spells. Shit's getting weird today.
Our fearless wheel of spells.
So shuffle. It's You're Not Sorry, Taylor's version, which is number 9.
Okay.
This is such a good spell. I'm happy that we get to cast this today. So number 9 is a family reunion spell.
Oh, but I just spend so much time with my family over holidays.
I know. So did I. Well, we'll cast it on our listeners.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We don't have to hang out
with our family. Okay.
Yeah. So everyone who's listening right now, you get a family reunion. So congratulations, listeners. Thanks, Sophia. Queen. Thanks, Queen.
All right. I'm so excited. Okay. What is it? Number 9.
That's all. It's just family reunion spell.
Wait. There's no like look through the magic hippity hop.
No, I figure the way it works like with Instagram spells is like she sent them to us.
Mm-hmm.
We found a ritualistic way to activate them.
Okay.
You know, there's no bullshit poem to read or anything. This is a real Insta spell. So it's done.
All right.
Our magic has been cast.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Wouldn't it be so cool if somebody writes in and says they found their long lost mom or something?
Oh, my God. I feel like that's why we need to check in with Queen Sophia every now and then.
Or like their lost dog that ran away comes home.
Dogs are family, too.
That's family.
Yes. Was Salem, Mass actually a witchy town?
I think that those Salem witch trials are real things. They really happened.
In Salem, Mass?
I think all around that area.
I'm glad Queen Sophia made it out alive.
I went on a hike this summer. I wanted to do like a different hike because I just kind of hike the same stuff that I do. So I found this company that will go on group hikes, and it was going to be it was about a 6-hour hike from like one end of this ridge to the other end. And I showed up in the parking lot and there were just these two women there. And I was like, "Oh, hey, like I'm Liz." And they were like, "So no one signed up for the hike but you." And I was like, "Oh," I'm like, "Well, you could have canceled it." And she was like, no. Come on the hike with us. I own the company and I'm going to show the other guide this hike so she can then be a guide on this hike. So I went on a hike with these two random women. The guide and then the like new guide, and like every 5 minutes we'd stop and like look at like fungus on a tree or, you know, reflect on our day. And like it was like just a little too much for me. Like it was a little too hokey for me.
Yeah.
And at the end of the hike, we get to this like little creek and she's like, "Okay, pick up a rock and hold it to your heart. And I want you to I want you to put something into that rock that's in your mind and in your heart. And then I want you to take the rock. And when you're ready, I want you to take that pain that you've just put into that rock. And I want you to throw it into the creek and let that pain go. And so I played along for 5 hours, okay? Yeah. Like 30 minutes left of this hike or something and or whatever it was. And I was like, all right. So I do it. They throw their rock in. The other woman hasn't thrown her rock in. And then I'm like, oh, I'll do it kind of like underhand. And I threw it and it hit the tree that was like a foot away from me and then just plopped down in front of my feet.
Oh no.
And I was like,
that's not a good sign.
And I was like, I'm done. I can't do this shit anymore. Like, this is too hokey and weird. And like, I just wanted to go on a hike. We should have just gone by myself. It wasn't like there were six other people that were going to share their feelings. It was literally like, share your feelings. And I was like, I don't like stuff like this. I don't do well with this. Like, but then on top of that, I tried to let go of whatever. I don't even know what I put into that rock. And it
came right
off a tree and landed right back at me. Like, yeah, boomeranged right back to me. And was like, no, girl, you are dealing with this for the rest of your life. You can't get rid of it. And I was like, good grief.
Yikes.
I know. Oh, and also it was 9/11. It was the 20th anniversary, 9/11.
I was just reading recently about how it was the 20th anniversary of something else. How could it be so many things, 20th anniversaries at the same time? Because I think I was reading about the Got Milk campaign. I think that might have been what I was reading about, how that was like 20 years old. It's the weirdest thing.
You probably don't remember it, do you?
Oh, I do. I was...
Oh, you do?
Because remember, that was when we didn't have social media yet. So like,
okay,
the only time you saw celebrities was if they had a milk mustache on a magazine. But here's what I was reading about it, and here's what was so weird about it, and I guess like what at least I didn't realize at the time was like, milk isn't a company, you know? Like, who was marketing that? Like,
right.
It's like if someone put ads in every single magazine saying like, buy cardboard, you know, like.
But it wasn't like the National Dairy Association of America or something.
Well, so I looked into it and it was something. It was like the California Milk Association or something. But I guess they just wanted everyone to just buy any milk, like just milk in general.
Right. They didn't care if it was like Gerlach Farms. Right. They didn't care if it was lactate.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, I feel like today we don't see ads for like plastic. You see ads for like Ziploc.
Exactly. Well, yeah. So you probably don't remember this because I'm not sure if you were born yet. There was a California Raisins commercial.
I don't remember that.
So it was an ad campaign for raisins. It was like a cartoon animated cartoon commercial with raisins with eyeballs and legs and arms. And they were like dancing to I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
By Marvin Grape.
That's the one.
I hate raisins. I would rather get milk.
That's fine. I'm just saying that California seems to have a thing.
Where they want us to just buy things.
Generic. They don't care if it's Sun-Made grapes. They don't care if it's Stop and Shop brand grapes.
Right.
Just California grapes.
Just get That's raisins. That's funny. It's just so weird. Right. Like,
just eat raisins.
Every commercial back then was like, it was like Jennifer Love Hewitt being like, after a long day on set, all I want to do is like scarf down some milk. And we were supposed to be like, oh, let me like hustle to the grocery store and just buy the local brand of cow milk. I don't know. It's very sinister.
It is. Yeah, it is very strange that I think of it. You're right. But yeah. And that is really weird that it was so specific to California. You're right. It's like if they just had a commercial for like hot water.
Right, right. Like
you were like, it's the National Association for
hot water. Like, are people not making enough tea at home? Like, and who benefits from that?
The gas company.
Right. That's the other thing. It would be like if there were commercials today for like, go fill up your car with gas.
Yes.
Instead
yes.
of like ExxonMobil commercials. You know, it's
right.
like,
I don't, we don't.
It's like, who was milk?
Well, which, by the way, they should probably start doing, the gas companies should start getting together because nobody's going to have gas run cars anymore.
That's so true.
I mean, how is that going to work? So right now, if I had to buy an electric car, I couldn't afford it.
I think we would have to share one.
All right, I'll move to you.
It's electric. I bet it could just like...
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
That too.
No, it just was... I think that that's what it is. It's going to like eventually be like all cars have to be electric. Like yeah. I know some states are kind of thinking about making that a thing.
I think California is one of them. Maybe it's from all the milk proceeds.
California and their generic advertising.
In like 50 years, they're going to be like, for generations, California put out generic marketing to eventually fund their domination of the electric vehicle space.
It's been a really long, like, mind control.
Yeah, they're fueling the future of electric vehicles with milk and raisins.
That is so weird.
It's so weird.
Ew, now I'm all thinking of, like, eating raisins and washing it down with milk.
Oh, wait. Their campaign worked.
It did. I'm craving it. You don't even like raisins in like cereal or like trail mix?
I mean, I've had it in bran before, but I don't prefer it.
What about a raisin bagel?
I want an everything bagel or nothing.
I know, same. Hey, folks, if you want to try something fun and you like Caesar salad, do a smoked salmon Caesar salad. It is delish.
And if you don't like that, just get it with grilled chicken.
Yeah, very good. That was really smooth. Like absolutely seamless.
What does Cornichon mean? Why is that a word?
I believe it's French.
Oh, they're mini gherkin cucumbers. They're harvested before reaching maturity. That's why they're small. They're like veal.
Like veal.
We need to get PETA involved.
They're your vegan option for veal.
Tonight's specialties include a veal parmesan, or for your vegetarian option...
Cornichons parmesans.
Ooh, cornichon parmesan. Oh my god. Cornichon parmesan sounds delicious.
It sounds almost as good as raisins and milk. My friend makes these amazing oatmeal raisin cookies, and she actually soaks the raisins in hot milk.
Is she from California?
She's not. She always wears a permanent milk mustache. It's her
such
thing.
A bad look. Because in the article I was reading, it did like a flashback of like some of the famous ones, like Jennifer Aniston and Phoebe, or Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow did one together.
Oh right, yeah, yeah.
Like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys all had milk mustaches, and just everyone from the '90s looks so ridiculous. Like, first of all, like we've already discussed how weird it is that milk was advertising to us. But why were they drinking the milk so sloppily?
Yeah, like, why are they all such idiots?
Yeah.
and none of them, you don't think that Jennifer Aniston doesn't drink skim, fat-free milk?
Right, that was way before she found smart water.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well... it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at time of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore. You know how you ended up on that crunchy, hippy-dippy hike through the woods with, like, mm-hmm. people who were asking you what type of energy was in the rocks?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite burger this week is actually a rock with a lot of energy in it. So it goes hand in hand with your hippy-dippy hike. My favorite burger this week is one of my favorite things that I've brought back from my travels so far. And it didn't cost me a penny. It's my favorite souvenir. But this is something I found. And I don't know if I was allowed to take it home, but I did. And I have it, and it lives in my garden, and it just has such positive vibes. And what it is in 2018, I went to Morocco. And during my time in Morocco, we spent a few nights camping in the Sahara Desert. Okay. I'm talking like 360 degrees. Everywhere you look is just sand dunes, like middle of the desert. And because of some scientific process that I learned about at the time, and I cannot still explain, the Sahara Desert actually has a lot of sand and rocks from what used to be the bottom of our oceans. Mm-hmm. So a lot of rocks and fossils are deposited into the sands of the Sahara. And one day we were walking through like a remote area of the dunes, and I dug for rocks, and I found a fossilized fish from the bottom depths of our ocean that has been buried in the sands of the Sahara Desert for who knows how long. I like to think millions of years, but who knows? So this rock, let me show it to you. It's big. How cool is that?
Oh my gosh.
See the fish?
That is so cool. Of course I can see the fish.
It's so cool. So
I can't believe you lugged that back.
I took it back to any listeners who can't see it. This rock is like the size of like
Zach's head.
A bicycle seat. For some reason, I saw my Peloton
yes,
at the same
like
time.
It's kind of like a bicycle seat.
I looked over at my Peloton, and this rock is generally the size of a bicycle seat. And it weighs about it's very heavy. And it has a pretty large, maybe like, I don't know, a very, very large fish that just didn't get to where it was going one day and now lives in a rock in my garden. But it reminds me of the trip, and there was something so cool about being in the Sahara Desert because you're in the midst of sands that have just been around for millennia. And it's a really cool way that I was able to kind of take that home. Like it's frozen in time. It's just this fish from whoever knows how long ago. And I stumbled upon it in the desert.
That is so cool. The fossil of the fish has got to be at least 5 inches long.
Yeah. It's like longer than my hand. It's really cool. I want to take it to some kind of place that can help me identify like what it is.
You should go and bring it to somewhere. I mean, you've got to have like some sort of marine biology places around there.
Totally.
I think it'd be cool.
I'm going to look into it.
That is fun. That's awesome.
Yeah. So what is your favorite burger this week, Liz?
So my favorite burger is kind of aquatic as well.
Somehow we're always on theme.
I know, we really are. Zach and I do actually have private conversations with one another throughout the week.
Spoiler alert.
Zach recommended a documentary to me, and I watched it.
It's so good.
I watched My Octopus Teacher.
Oh, my God.
An Academy Award winning documentary film about a man from South Africa who goes back to an area he spent as a child and becomes an underwater snorkeler.
Free diver.
free diver, but he's not, he's just like in his regular bathing suit. Like it's not.
Yeah. He's just learned, he's mastered the art of free diving, which involves, they didn't really talk about this in the film. I actually Googled it, but he can hold his breath for extended periods of time. So he's going down into the depths with just a snorkel, but obviously he can't like breathe with it.
Right. Yeah. And I love that, the algae forest and
beautiful.
So cool. And anyway, he befriends an octopus and it is just like, just cycle of life. And I couldn't get over some of the moments when, I mean, I don't know if I want to spoil it cause it hasn't been out for that long.
Sam can bleep some stuff and, you know, maybe it'll become a tease for the movie.
That's true. Sam, bleep out the stuff that sounds like it's a spoiler.
The octopus had 8 arms.
And then it didn't.
You're right. It had 7 or 7.5. That was 7 cute. Its little nub
that
was so cute.
So cute. But then when it goes on his chest, oh my God. I just died. It was so good. Great recommendation. It was my favorite burger. I was kind of having a blah weekend because it was so cold here. It was like -5 when I woke up on Saturday. And so I kind of snuggled in and watched this just like the sweetest. And you know what? I didn't cry until he started to cry. It was just so sweet.
It really was such an amazing story. Such amazing footage.
Yeah.
What was it, a kelp forest? Yeah, right?
Kelp forest. Yeah, yeah,
it was so beautiful and like scary. Yeah. And the. So when I was in college, there was this one video of an octopus on YouTube. Remember when YouTube was new? It was more a site where you would like go to see like what was getting added to YouTube. Like there were only like 100 videos on YouTube for a little while. But there was this one video of an octopus camouflaging itself to like a seaweed thing and then like it was slow motion reverse footage of an octopus camouflaging and uncamouflaging. And it just, octopuses have always blown my mind and this movie made them blow my mind even more.
Yeah, it was, I still don't really, and I did kind of like Google how they do that. But I couldn't get over when they like turn from like literally from like purple to white.
Yeah.
To brown.
And they change
to black,
texture.
To white. Yeah.
It's crazy.
So weird.
And it just showed, the movie showed how smart octopuses can be, how adaptable they can be, how playful they can be.
Yeah.
How social they can be. Mm-hmm. Even though they're like, they're like isolated antisocial creatures. So it was just such like a breakthrough that he formed a relationship with this octopus.
I've been wanting to watch it for a while. And so when you had mentioned it, I was like, this is a perfect time to watch it.
Yes.
But yeah, I did. I loved that. And so my octopus teacher, and I think I also enjoyed it best because he didn't name her. And I feel like, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
You know what?
It wasn't a pet.
I also liked that. And when I was thinking about that, I thought for a little while, it's a little presumptive that he keeps assuming it's a she. But then I realized he knew.
Yeah.
Like she was laying eggs and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't know the whole time until the very end. He was like, what? It's a girl.
You know what they didn't explain? One of my biggest questions coming out of the movie is like, so without spoiling too much, the octopus goes through lots of trials and tribulations. This man visits the octopus every day for more than a year. And the octopus is alone all its life. Well, it's the only octopus that it hangs out. It hangs out with no other octopuses.
Well, that's what I was thinking also. So there's no other octopus out there. Octopi.
Eventually, late in its life, a man finds her. How does that happen? Does she just like release a certain ink smell and he's like, ooh.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sounds more probable than like an app.
Where was that man octopus living until he caught her scent? And like, did he have similar trials and tribulations as she did? Couldn't they have helped each other and had
I know.
Had like a funner life if they hung out.
Yeah, I don't know why they live such solitary lives. Maybe because it's like dangerous. They're not fast enough to be in herds or something. So it makes it more dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe octopuses don't fall for each other's camouflage. So when they hang out with each other, they're like, dude, you're blowing my cover.
Oh. Or maybe they're fooled by their own, each other's own camouflage. They never know it's actually there. It's like, that's a rock. That's a rock.
I wish one of these rocks would be my friend.
That kelp looks hot, but it's just kelp.
It was amazing to see how it used its environmental resources as protection.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was crazy. Yeah. And I think he actually discovered that thing where she pulls all the stones and shells around her. I think that's a thing he discovered.
I think so, too.
Like, I remember reading about that. That was good. Thanks for the recommendation. And it was my favorite burger, especially this cold, gross weekend.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that'll do it for us this week.
Yep.
Thanks to everyone who's listening to our trailers on your podcasting apps. We're going to go catch up on sleep and talk to you soon.
Ba-da-ba-da. Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye.
Peace out. It's like, how did you do that?
So
how
good.
Did you just... It's perfect.